Hello, manic panicked novelists. This is the NaNoWriMo podcast for 2006. I'm your host, Arusha Wayne, and as I talk, it's November 24th, and I'm back home. The theme music is Life in a Tube by Bjorn Fogelberg, which I imagine you know by now, and you also probably know you can get it at magnatune.com, where you can get other good stuff, too. You can visit the website at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com, and at that site, you can find my email address, which is darusha+nanowrimo@gmail.com. You can find the phone number where you can call me to leave long voice messages. It's 206-222-2349. And right there on the website, there's a chat box where you can leave short voice messages. You can also, of course, leave comments. I got lots of nice feedback since the last show. Nan sent me another great email about her excitement, and she's so close to being done, and she's feeling really great, and I think it's absolutely a wonderful feeling, and I remember the first time I got it, and yeah, it's pretty crazy go nuts stuff, actually. She's a little worried about typos, about whether they count or not. Yeah, they totally count. Don't worry about it. The NaNoWriMo website's word count validator doesn't read what you wrote. They even have instructions about how you can scramble it in case you're at all concerned about, you know, plagiarism or theft or anything like that. So yeah, typos are fine, so long as, I guess if your typos are putting a space between every letter, that might be considered cheating, but whatever, who cares? Nan also said some very nice things about the podcast, and particularly striking to me was her last sentence of her email, which was this. She says, "I've been encouraged and felt connected to the rest of you, and I wonder if I'd have been able to finish otherwise." That is so sweet. But really, it's not about me. It's about all of you guys. I got a very nice nano mail from Michael, who said some nice things and, you know, gave me encouragement and all that other wonderful stuff. And all of this lovely talk of being friendly and nice and how we're all doing so well makes me want to say a big thank you to all of you listeners. And a big woohoo to all of us. They're from the people that I know who are listening. Lots of us are really close to finishing. There's a ton of us over 35,000, and a bunch of, some people are over 40, and some people are getting even closer to 50,000. And for those of us who are getting that close, I know if you haven't done nano before, warning, there's very heady times ahead. There's quite the feeling to come when you do in fact finish. And I know there's going to be a bunch of listeners out there who are maybe not as excited about their word count or think things aren't going so well, but don't forget that NaNoWriMo is one of those weird things where starting is almost as good as finishing. We're doing something here that most people never do. There are things that lots of people, oh yeah, I'm going to write a novel someday, but they don't even start. And once you've started, if you've got like 500 words, you're a novelist. I mean, you might not have finished it, but you started, which is actually the hardest part. So this is the, oh my God, we're so great, aren't we awesome podcast. And in continuing with that theme, it is going to be an entirely self-indulgent one. It might be boring for all the rest of you, but I'm still really tired, and I just want to do my self-indulgent thing. The first thing is the green bar countdown. My neighbor and friend, Chris, who I don't know whether she listens or not, but I should really throw some rocks at her windows. She got the green bar recently, so she is listening. Congratulations, Chris. And if not, any of you Victorians who know who Chris is, and if you ever go by her house, throw some rocks at her window for me, and that'll be really fun. And one other person got the green bar recently. Longtime listeners of the podcast may recall that I am, in fact, a creepy stalker. And the object of my creepiness is Rymo Robust McManly Pants, whose excerpt you heard last week. I started stalking Mr. McManly Pants when I was doing my first nano, and I came across a post of his on the forums. It was a, what's your novel like in one sentence or less? And his novel was, he described it as Rockford Files on the Moon. And I was sold at that point. I knew he was cool. I didn't know if he could write, but I knew he was cool. So anyway, when Nana was done, after I won, I went and tracked him down on the internet and discovered that I could download his novel. And I thought, well, I'll give it a try. And I read it and I loved it. And thus, Stalkerdom was born. The next year that I did Nano, I, followed him around and read his posts and, was doing my podcast and, let the podcast listeners know how excited I was when he finished. And when I finished, my reward was reading his last year's Nano. So this year, last podcast, I was talking about, a few podcasts ago, I was talking about rewards. And I didn't want to say that my real reward for finishing Nano is reading the latest Robust McManly Pants novel, because I know that he's a sometime listener to the podcast, and I didn't want to put any pressure on him. But he's done now, so I don't have to do that anymore. Now, I'm very excited, and it's very hard for me to not read it right away, but I still have, I don't even know what my word count is right now. I think it's 45,000, which is pretty good. So I still have 5,000 words to go, and I'd like to finish my story before I start. So I have to wait, and I have to get my words done. So knowing that he's done, congratulations, by the way, though I'm not as excited for you as I am for me. I'm green with envy, of course, but I know I can't get my reward unless I finish, so this is a very big motivator for me. As is everyone else sending me encouraging emails and watching and everyone who's added me as a friend and stuff, it's important. I do have that feeling I'll let y'all down if I don't finish, but really, I want to read the latest McManly Pants novel. So that's why I want to finish. Anyhow, that's my self-indulgence, and I've gotten that off my chest, and now everyone knows how creepy and weird I can be. So there you go, warning. Watch out for me on the forums. So a while ago, actually, and it's because, so many people sent stuff in, it's been a while since I'm actually getting to do this, but one of the listeners actually sent in her excerpt, and she read it herself, and there's, music and everything. It's really awesome. So I am going to play for you Eugenie's excerpt that she sent me a while ago, so I hope you enjoy this excerpt from Eugenie.
My name is Eugenia Grotto, and this is my second NaNoWriMo. My novel this year is tentatively titled Girl in the War, and I'll be reading the excerpt from my profile, which can be found under E. Grotto. That's E-G-R-A-T-T-O. The main character of this novel, Lemuel, is an owner-operator truck driver based out of Baltimore, Maryland. In this excerpt, he's about to receive a very unusual load, a truck full of angels' wings. The truck pulling in looked like all the others. This guy drove a maroon cab with gold airbrushing on the side. Kind of stylish, but not too much. Just enough to say he cared about his vehicle. But when he climbed out, his blue denim shirt was soaked through at the armpits and collar, and he stank metallic like anxiety. Lemuel held his breath while he extended a hand, and they shook. Lemuel backed away. You're passing this off to me, I guess. The man clapped his hands together and spread them wide apart. Good riddance to this one, and good luck to you. From the back of the truck came a thumping, a hard, insistent, just slightly less than rhythmic banging, like tennis shoes tumbling in a clothes dryer. You got someone in there? Lemuel asked. The other driver paled. No, I told you, that's your load. They're noisiest right after you stop for a break, and sometimes if you've been riding too long. They settle down in between. They settle down? I swear to you, they will. The man took off his hat and ran his hand through his hair. It came off so slick, Lem could see the moisture. I've got to get out of here. I've got to get home to my wife. If you wait a little while, I might be able to get you a load to take back up, Mary said. Lemuel couldn't remember a time when she'd left her desk to come look at trucks out in the lot before. The driver looked at her like she'd just suggested he run a 4-minute mile. I'm just going to get out of here as soon as I can ditch this load, he said. Speaking of that, can we take care of that, please? Lemuel touched the side of the trailer, which was as warm as if it had been in the July sunlight, even though it was just at the beginning of November. Can I see inside? Man, you have got to cut me a break. I have to go. Underneath Lemuel's palm, something tapped the trailer wall. He retracted his hand, staring at his palm, which now had a hot spot in its center, where the flesh gave way to a hollow of tendons and nerves. After a few seconds, the spot returned to its normal temperature. Meanwhile, the other driver walked toward the office door, taking long strides in the early light. Mary shrugged. I only know what the computer says. She, too, turned to return to her dispatch seat. Lemuel followed them, not sure what the next steps were. The driver hadn't unhooked his load, and Lemuel didn't feel right asking one of the yard jockeys to work on this one. This seemed to be something the two of them should handle together. Inside, Mary pulled a sheet off the printer and handed it to Lemuel. I've never seen anything quite like this, she said. You're going to Iowa. Where in Iowa? Lemuel realized Mary had no idea that Iowa was his home state. Come to think of it, he had no idea where Mary was from either. Well, that's what beats all. There's no set destination. The job orders say you're requested to carry the load to Iowa and then wait there for further instructions. Wait where? Iowa. It's a big state. Mary shrugged. So just drive back and forth. Like I said, big state, said Lemuel. I'm not burning all that fuel just to wait for orders.
Okay, now continuing with today's theme of encouraging each other and being all touchy-feely and friendly and things, this episode, this is something from the forums, isn't really an active thread, and you don't even need to visit it, but way back in the second week in the sci-fi section of the forums, someone posted an idea, something that he actually did every second week when things were going well for him, was he'd, you know, pick some people that, you know, were in his regional group and in his genre group, and he would send them encouraging nano mails, and he'd read their excerpts and tell them what he thought and give them the whole woohoo, you're great kind of thing. And I, of course, didn't do that because I'm lazy and I do things different ways. But I like to think that I've offered at least a modicum amount of encouragement to people with the podcast. So anyhow, I think however you want to do it, I'm not going to tell people how they should go about doing this or who or how many or whatever. But I think in the next couple of days, as we're all, you know, frantically trying to reach our goals, whatever they might be. And for those of you who already are green barred, that might be sleeping and getting back to regular life or whatever. Let's all try to encourage each other just a little bit, whether it's, you know, something in the comments on my website or something in the forums or something to just someone that you know in real life. Try and be encouraging to at least someone. And if you feel like you need encouragement, don't be shy to ask for it because everybody is doing really awesome. So I think that's enough love-in from me for today. I'll go back to being my normal, less touchy-feely self. But do feel free to make use of the comments and the on the website at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. And of course, you can always email me. I don't know how much encouragement I really need right now, but you know what? You can send it in if you want, or if you want to encourage somebody else by sending me an email. That's a weird way to do it, but hey, go right ahead. You can send me email at DARUSHA, the plus sign, nanowrimo@gmail.com. You can leave audio comments on my website, and you can also phone me at 206-222-2349, and I will play those audio comments on upcoming shows. That's what I have. Aren't we great? I'm going to go and try and get some words done and get a little bit closer to my reward. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.